I know it seems like it's far down the road, but it's not. The 4th of July is coming up very, very quickly. It seemed like we just had our kind of season opening events with the Memorial Day holiday weekend, but all of a sudden here we are, middle of the summer, and we're going to talk a little bit about an event coming up here in Atlantic, the Freedom Festival, coming up here this year again during the 4th of July period. And Colleen Babe is in with us this morning to visit with us about that. Good morning.
Morning, Jim. Yeah, I'm here. I'm part of the Burger Battle, which is part of the Freedom Festival. And that'll take place July 4th from 5 p.m. to 7:30 at Sunnyside Park, where all the other festival activities are taking place. And last year we had kicked this off, and I helped Spencer Walton with that. And so Spencer and I both are coordinated it this year. And again, the Cass County Cattlemen are awarding the prizes and helping with the whole contest. So we're looking for teams to sign up for the Burger Battle. And, you know, 4th of July is a great time to have burgers on the grill. And so it's a lot of fun. And you're provided with the burger. And you have to bring all your great toppings and all your skills and join us and kind of, we call it the Burger Battle for a reason. We have judges there, and the winning prizes get $200, and second is $100, and third place team is $60. So there's money to be had, great burgers to eat. And last year we had some really unique ones. One of the burgers had some prime rib with it, and a couple of the other ones had some egg and unique little fixings. And so we think this is a great time. You're already have your family around for the 4th of July, so why not come and share what you do for a great burger?
You know, every year for Beef Month in May, the Iowa Cattlemen's Association and the Iowa Beef Industry Council team up for the Best Burger Contest, where they find the restaurants that have the best burgers. This is kind of our own version of it, huh?
This is our own version here, and we love it because, you know, it's open to anybody, teams of 1 to 4 people, and, you know, it gives us our uniqueness here in Cass County, and cattlemen are just more than happy to help sponsor that.
Is there any fee for folks to enter?
There is no fee. And I have complete rules. They can contact myself or Spencer for rules. And we have to have the team signed up by Friday, June 26th, by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So we would really appreciate if people would give us a call to sign up. Or I suppose they could contact the station here, too, and they can give us the number.
Sure. Well, I know you've been active for a long time with the Cass County Cattlemen's Association, and so you have a working knowledge of this. So what makes a good burger?
Well, you know, you got to start with good quality beef is how it all starts. And we are fortunate that we work with one of the local lockers here to start with that product for the burger battle. And you just build from there. You want to make sure you have your good flavors. You don't want to overcook, but you don't want to have it raw either. So,
well, the nice thing about a burger is there's no wrong way to do it.
There is definitely not. And there are so many options out there of how you make your burger. So,
yeah, it's kind of a canvas. And,
it is.
You can paint it any way you want.
Yep, and it's always good when you start with good beef.
Yep, some folks like it barely cooked at all. Some folks like it deep fried. You know, you just never know for sure. And as far as what to put on it, you said folks are throwing some different types of things
yep.
on it. They can build it however they like.
You build it how you would like it and how you serve it in your home. So
okay.
it
good.
Leaves it wide open.
So now how will that be structured then that day? How will that contest look?
The contest that day, you actually, we have the contestants come between 3:30 and 4:30 to set up. The contest itself starts at 5 o'clock. Once we have our teams in place, you'll get assigned a time for judging so that your burgers can come hot off of the grill right to the judges. So everybody will know their time, their judging time, and you'll present your burger to the judges, and then you'll also present one so that they can picture one, and then they'll cut one for sampling. And then if we have extras, we just hand out the samples to all those people that come to watch.
So do they don't have to bring their own grills? Or
yes, you do have to bring your own grill. The only thing provided for you is you get 3 pounds of hamburger to start with. But you have to provide your grill. We have spaces for you to set up kind of your mini kitchen. So, and all your condiments and whatever, if some people choose not to put it on a bun, they do some other type of bread or some other type of sandwichable burger. So you supply that, but the burger itself is supplied for you.
Might be propane, might be charcoal, might be a smoker, who knows?
Right. But you have to stay within the parameters of the time frame is the only thing we ask there.
Are you just judging the burger itself, the patty, or are you judging the entire product?
We do a breakdown for all of it. So we judge the burger. Of course, that probably weighs a little bit more of it, but the appearance, making sure that it's the proper temperature, and overall pleasantness of what it is. So it's a combined score. There are three judges, and they score them individually, and then we put the scoring together to award the overall winner.
Wait, you already have judges lined up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because everybody volunteers for that.
Everybody volunteers for that. But yeah, we have judges lined up for that day. So
now you mentioned you're going to cut up some samples. So will folks that are there that day, will they get an opportunity maybe to sample a little bit of that?
Yep. We're hoping that if you're around during that judging time that we have some samples of the beef. And if not for what they're cooking right there. The cattlemen have lined up to do a little coloring contest with some of the kids, and I'm sure we'll have some other real fun things to be around for that time frame.
Well, there's plenty of other activities happening as part
plenty
of the
other activities.
Festival.
Yes, as part of the festival, there are food trucks. There'll be a band playing. They are having last year they had a hot dog eating contest. That's been replaced with a wing eating contest this year. The Army National Guard, I believe, is going to have some stations set up. I know that there's activities for all the kids. So lots and lots of things to do other than just the burger battle that day.
It's a family festival.
Very much a family festival. I think there's a foam, I don't know what they call that.
Yeah. Foam party or whatever
things. Yeah.
So what you're saying is that area there is going to be filled with lots of activity, lots of people, and great smells.
Yes, very much so. So come on out, get your team signed up, and if you have any questions, you can call me. My phone number is 712-249-8464. I can hopefully answer any of the questions you might have.
How is the cattle industry locally? Healthy?
Healthy. You know, we like anything in the industry, we're, watching all the things that are going on around the whole country. But locally here, we're very strong. We have a lot of cattle in and out, I think our cattlemen would say that we're pretty blessed right in this area.
Okay, very good. Well, and we'll have a chance to taste that product then, too, as part of that Freedom Festival. And that is on the 4th of July?
That is on the 4th of July, 5 p.m. to 7:30 at Sunnyside Park. And then following that, there is fireworks out at the bike farm. So it's a full afternoon and evening for the 4th.
Awesome. All right. Well, get those entries in if you want to be a part of that. And who doesn't?
That's right.
Make sure you get those entries in right away because everybody thinks their burger is the best.
That's right.
And they're not wrong. All right. Very good. Colleen, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, Jim.